What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric.
Oh, what your is mic is going on, Paige. With that?
Yeah, her second Ooh-hoo. Mic's on.
Put She's it up got... to your mouth.
I am.
Not now, but don't leave.
What are you talking about?
There was a fart sound playing.
You got a second mic.
Clearly, I didn't hit it.
You hit the second mic? Yeah, cut it out.
Don't put that in my ear. All right.
That's not the first time you've said that.
So.
Here's what Paige is going to hear this weekend.
I'm going to pump you good.
And then here's what she's going to say before that.
I ain't got no pennies on.
Okay.
Ain't got no
pennies on. But Bob, I need
I
to.
I love that. I want to hear her again.
Bob, I need to get a shower. Well, I my armpits stink, Bob.
More than just my armpits stink.
Thank you. Hey, Mom.
Hey, I noticed you had some Paige. I'm in here and. Well, I noticed you had some eggs on the table.
Uh-huh.
What kind of eggs are these?
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Not a clue.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Oh, man. Every Friday show, that needs to be played.
She really is now.
Whoa, who's that hole?
Who's that hole?
Oh, boy.
That was a Madonna song early on in her career.
Okay. So, what are you going to put on your wiener? America's most loved condiments.
Oh,
Paige.
Oh, boy.
The answer is always Bunker Hill Chili.
I thought we were talking about a prophylactic or some lube.
All right, so it is Labor Day weekend. What were you thinking? So what do people love the most?
Bunker Hill Chili.
Is it mayonnaise, ketchup,
on a hot
mustard?
Dog?
Well, and a hamburger.
Oh.
30% love mayonnaise, 29% love ketchup, and 25% love mustard.
On a hot dog, mustard only. I mean, not only, but as far as condiments go. Mayonnaise on nothing.
No, yeah, I don't like it. How many people like Bunker Hill Chili, by chance? I saw it, 98%. I think that's what it says on there.
Ah, gee.
So,
according to... They put chili on the doggy.
To the overall thing, it breaks down that 85% of us love ketchup, 80% love mayo, and 78% love mustard.
Whitman mayo is what it was.
Oh,
do you love
great.
Relish? I can't stand
nope.
relish.
Mm-mm. Nope, my daddy 58% ate chow chow on like everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You ever had chow chow?
No.
I like chow chow, though, oh, for some boy. Reason.
Do you like horsey? Relish.
Horsey sauce?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, it smells like hell.
You know, that's what I would get so mad at Arby's. that the on the beef and cheddar, they put a red sauce on there, but it wasn't Arby's sauce. And if it was on there, it ruined the sandwich for me.
I don't know about that. I don't know what that
Sometimes you'd say, I want it on a plain bun, too, and I want that onion roll.
No, I don't like the onion roll.
I don't want a beef and cheddar. Just give me a Big Montana and add cheddar then.
Mm. I'm glad you mentioned that because I believe on the app there's a weekend exclusives I will go check out right now.
Big Montana.
Wait a minute. You have the Arby's app?
Yes, sir, I do.
He does. He's a frequent liar.
Of course.
My God. What other fast food? I have Chick-fil-A.
I've got that one. We got McDonald's, Hardee's, Arby's.
They always say, welcome, Mr. Boy.
Do you have notifications on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not going to fat shame them.
That's why I know Hardee's had a maple biscuit BOGO after 5, usually.
Whoa. After 5?
I got reward points, too.
He's got his PMS turned on. Marketing. SMS, pardon.
Well, I guess who's got enough for a free five-piece finger? This guy right here.
So relish is the most hated condiment.
There's half of it taken care of.
Around 1 in 7. 14% can't stand it. Only 4% of us hate ketchup.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
So I'm not too crazy about ketchup.
That was Hardee's right there.
When you purchase ketchup, do you buy store brand or do you buy, are you brand loyal, I should say?
Heinz.
Fat boy?
I don't ever buy condiments.
Oh.
I don't like ketchup.
Actually, I buy barbecue sauce. It says Sweet Baby Arms.
The only time I like
ketchup. Sweet Baby Ray.
Is on.
Or Ernest Tubbs.
Fries. But honestly, I don't eat that many fries. But I usually have them without ketchup. I never think to order it.
Oh, my God, I got over 1,000 Chick-fil-A points. Have you ever gotten that high?
Yes.
I've never let it got up that high.
Back when I was 4 days a week, the Chick-fil-A,
what do you get with 1,000 points?
1,000 pounds.
Dude, I can get I can get good stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like
I just never let it get that
the
high.
The eyes of heaven.
I sent Fatboy a screenshot of this. I'm not saying this. If you eat there 4 times a week, you're going to put on weight. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And I was. And I took full advantage of that. But I logged into the Chick-fil-A app the other day because I went first time this year, honest to God. And I opened it up and I'm still a silver status member.
Oh, what am I?
So how much did I spend last year that 8 months in, I still have my silver status as a chair again? Membership.
As a chair. I got a cap from them before, but...
See, I never got any... I never got, like... I'd get, like, free brownies and stuff, which there again, you know?
I will ask sometimes if I go to a different restaurant, like, hey, do you got, like, a hat or a shirt I can get?
Yeah.
And sometimes they will, but oftentimes they won't.
When you buy stuff online, do you go look for a promo code?
Oh, yeah.
I started doing that, boy.
I got the Capital One thing that pops up.
Oh, I was going to buy something the other night, and the little Google shopping thing came on and said, you got a promo code here if you want to use it. And I'm like,
dude, do restaurants?
I would be pissed if I was at business because they just got 20% back from me because Google.
Do restaurants have VIP clubs? Because I've heard of some of them have secret cards, like for real famous people.
I don't know.
Like if you watch,
clearly we don't know.
if you watch the Cowboys doc, Michael Irvin had like all of his VIP cards spread out. He had like a Hooters and a bunch of strip clubs in there.
That's kind of cool though. If he can just walk in and get it, you know what I mean?
I have one. Have it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, you got it with you?
Yeah.
I want to see where it's for.
Well, hold on. I was going to say
is
I
it
may
for
not,
a strip club.
It's better.
I hope it's for the castle. It's not there anymore. But
oh, that was fun. I used to like to go dance there.
I don't have it anymore.
Anyway, I never used to go there every other weekend.
I used to have one.
You did?
Oh, he's looking for it.
Okay, while you do that, I want to tell you that
there's a condom.
SNL season 51 premieres October 4th.
Is it a Hardee's card?
No.
I want an Ingles like black card.
So like I can get like free rotisseries and donuts. Drop on the counter and.
Like we got one you just like exclusive people have.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And I won't abuse it. Just let me, get a free.
Let you in the back door and shop whenever you want to.
Gross, Paige.
All that.
No, that's what we do for
paging Isla. Isla Vanel. Isla.
VIP.
Meet your party.
VIP people anyway, can shop when the store is closed.
I want to see that condom for real.
It wasn't a name drop thing, but it was a.
Is it still in the wrapper?
No. The condom, I'll be honest, ew. I lied about the condom.
Oh, you give her.
You don't use them? You lie about them?
That's true. I have no reason to.
Oh, my God.
I'm not, my tubes aren't tied.
If I take birth control, is that just as effective?
No.
Why don't guys ever take birth control?
They ovulate. Okay.
You know what? Like, that's... you think about that.
Yeah.
That there's...
That's not going to kill your sperm.
That's a question that's been asked many, many times.
Will it make them stupid and swim in circles?
No, they... What Paige just said... Paige says that... Or people think that it will suppress a man, that it will basically make him barren, or whatever you'd say for a man. Like, he won't produce swimmers no more.
Well,
but it's
you
not
still
true.
Will, because you have testosterone. The other thing is for estrogen, so you're kind
of... I got some of that up here.
Maybe you should know your
you got
chemistry
some in your beard.
Then, Mr. Funny Pants.
I got a GED, buddy, so that means, guess what? You get the bare minimum, and you end up on the radio, so it worked out.
So...
Keep that in mind, parents and kids. Parents, please. Do you need to save for their college? Because will they go?
Hey, come on.
Secondly, do they need to?
Yes. If they want to be successful in certain fields.
I can produce eight people right now that would disagree with you.
In what field?
One of them is medical coding.
Okay.
Found out someone got their same job without going to college for it.
Well, what I'm saying, if you want to...
That would be exhausting, mind-numbing, and you want to hate that person, but you can't. You got to hate your boss.
Well, if you have a specific field... say medicine, and you want to be a doctor or a nurse, you have to go to school.
Well, okay, Paige, yes.
That's medical, my point.
Okay. Well, but not everything.
Yeah.
If we tell everybody to go to trade school, are we going to eventually fill those jobs pretty quickly? Because they always say we need plumbers, electricians.
Yeah, I would want them to be qualified to do what they're doing.
That's not what I'm saying.
You don't necessarily have to go to school to be a good tradesman, though.
Tradesperson?
I feel like you're taking my words, effing them sideways.
She doesn't like silence.
Like, I'm wondering if we're going to fill those jobs too quick. We can't keep telling kids, hey, need plumbers, need electricians. Well, what happens when you have too many of them? We're eventually anyway going to have more people than we have jobs. That's going
to
happen.
What if you go into school and then you look and there's like robots in there taking the same class? You're like, here they go, taking our jobs yet again.
But I think being a qualified...
Someone in there wearing a poncho hat or something?
What I was trying to say, and I wasn't trying to slap you in the face.
I wish you would.
You could with no hands.
Is, say, a mechanic, I expect that they need to go to school to know what they're doing on cars these days.
No way.
I think they need to.
No, I don't.
I don't know if Orban Meester went to university.
I was going
to
say,
I'm going to guess no.
And this is something I don't know the answer to, but like, you know, with the cars being so computerized and stuff now, like, you know, a lot of that you would have to go see a specialist.
I would think like the dealership at least, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, that's probably why that is. Dealerships, and you know what? I will say this. I know Jay Gilstrap has this. But like, if you buy the vehicle from there, the service should not be more.
No, you should have a program like a Gilstrap Family Dealerships do.
I mean, I'm not using it to promote them, but like, you know, last brand new vehicle I bought, I remember they sent me an email, said, hey, you're a preferred member, blah, blah, blah now. You can get, this was when a oil change was like $50 and not $250 like it is now. And they're like, we'll get you an oil change for only $99. And I'm like, I mean... Like, y'all kind of maybe should give them free for the first year, perhaps, or something. Some kind of extra added value. I don't know.
Or your reply back, do I really need oil?
Really? Oil?
Is oil important?
Oil. All right, Paige, thank you again.
Does it matter if my gears grind? Is that cool?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about some celebrities. We will talk about their birthday. We will say, do we like them or do we want to tell them to suck it? With their permission, of course. Coming up next, good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you see what was happening there, Paige? Because Fatboy realized before, he looked at me, cautioned, like, oh, and I could tell he didn't. We forgot that she said BS, which is awful. I can't imagine if kids had heard that.
Filthy mouth.
And shame on her.
He had forgotten. So we're sitting there waiting, like, all right, we're committed to it now. We're just going to roll.
Got to.
And then you see the line come across where it's kind of flattened out. And you're like, yes, it's a bleep.
Yeah, you got to look.
That was
too
exciting. We should do that more. I feel invigorized right now, if that's a word.
I'm half horned up, to be honest with you.
All right. So we called Rebecca up, and, you know, she hit him with this whole thing, you know, I don't date quitters, blah, 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 and she hung up. And what was it, Fatboy, you were saying earlier? She dropped him quicker than Lane Kiffin left town?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He had his U-Haul packed.
Right.
He had his house in Manhattan Beach before he left Knoxville.
So what happened after that? Well, we got Ricky with an H back on the phone. Dude kept his word, and that is rare. So thank you, Ricky. Good morning. Give us that update. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Well, like, first off, like, a lot of people heard me that knew me. And I got completely clowned by friends. It was bad. But the update is, I am officially single now.
Oh, man. I assumed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how soon did you guys have, like, a sit-down talk about you lying to her? Because it did involve her father a lot or whatever.
Damn.
She just, like, straight up broke up with
that
you?
That night?
Yeah.
Right away.
Oh.
Yeah. Basically, that night she called me up and she officially broke up with me. And, like, on the phone, she's like, she said that she could never trust me again. And, like accused me of, like, lying just to get in. And this is, I'm going to quote, get into her girl pants and get in other girls' pants. I think that you're lying. And, like, she went on even to, like, say, like, she's like, I bet you even pretended to be, like, a doctor or something.
Oh,
that really, like, Yeah, like that.
Well, you must like you must off, be in good shape if you could convince people you're a doctor. I could never do that.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
So that's cool. So, but that pissed you off because you're like, look, I didn't. While you in, you know, we talked about that till it was blue in the face, whatever the term would be, about how you didn't lie, but you didn't tell her the truth. You know, still a lie. So,
right, like. It's like I don't have a diploma, but like it's not like I'm like walking around like pretending like I'm some doctor in scrubs like doing surgeries and stuff like that. I don't know.
Paging Dr. Ricky. Dr. Ricky Ritchie, please report to the third floor with the
Dr. Ricky.
With the jaws of life and help us get into this girl's britches. We heard you know how to do that up here on third floor.
Dr. Ricky talk.
Over and out. Officer Rubber Ducky.
And going to med school. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, here's the kicker, guys. Like, she told her dad about it. Like, that was the whole big deal, right? I mean, that's basically why she broke up with me.
Yeah.
And you figure, like, he'd hate me, right?
Yeah, I would.
Like, nope.
That's why I was thought would happen.
He actually called me. Like, he told me that, like, he enjoyed meeting me and taking a Vols games and said that, like, quote, like, I'm not kidding. I don't care if you didn't finish or not. You're a volunteer fan. He kind of, like, felt, like, giving me his honesty and said, like, that is what matters the most. As long as you don't pull for Bama, that's what you're doing.
Wow.
That's a good rule.
Yeah. Like, her thing was my dad. Did she not say? Correct me if I'm wrong. Did she not say my dad always told me I needed to marry a grad, a UT grad, or some kind of thing like that? So
I remember that for sure.
But her dad was cool with it. But she was not cool with it.
Yeah, she. That was the whole thing. Is like he said that. Like I'm glad you're a Vols fan because if you weren't, you'd not be dating here, right, her at all, and like. Being hanging out with us there.
Yeah.
So
it's like y'all were like,
he was
wanting to
be cool about it.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Wow.
Do you have.
It made me realize that, like, you know, like, Matt, man, I know you're into psychology, dude. She's got total. I mean,
she got a what?
She's got a dad complex, man.
Oh.
Like, she's only dating me to make him proud, like not because she likes me, man. That's
talking about Oedipus. Is that a real thing?
I don't know that it's Oedipus. It's I mean, you don't call your mom your Ed, but it's spelled with an O. Have you ever noticed? It's called Oedipus.
But what if you would have gone all those years, got a degree, and never used it? That doesn't. That's not the path that defines you.
I mean, we are, you know, stereotyping and assuming things here. Like this, you know, we want to make this out like, oh, daddy's girl gone wrong. You know, some women want a man. She just wanted another diploma to show her daddy. It's like she wanted to walk him in to Thanksgiving dinner and say, see, daddy, I got you another framed degree.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of weird, right? It's not like not a boyfriend.
No, you're like a walking alumni.
You're a status
sticker.
Symbol.
That makes sense.
To make daddy happy.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. So
you're done.
Like, oh, yeah. Rebecca's gone. But I figured, you know, like there's a silver lining here, right? Like,
of course.
I'll turn this into positive.
Yeah.
Maybe
y'all
you
got
with
lady
dad.
Listeners.
Say again?
Well, you all have lady listeners. Like, maybe you guys can, like, hook me up or something.
I mean, we got a lot of them.
Wait, do you guys have lady listeners? Lady listeners? No. We have boy listeners, too.
Oh, brother.
Ricky Top obviously wouldn't lie because he got a conscience. He
Ricky Top was last saying that he's now free, ladies, and he knew, and I don't know, he must... His last name must be Nielsen, because he sat there and like, I know y'all have some lady listeners. So he's like... He wants to listen at him laugh. Do you think that was funny, Ricky? Do you think that was funny? We're going to do it. We will do it. Now, here's the only caveat that we'll put on that. Don't give out your social media. That's going to be good for many, many reasons we'll tell you about later. One of them being cruelty by trollers. Another one is because a girl about 6 months ago, came on here and dropped her OnlyFans twice on the radio and made a buku. So we, if we don't get cut in on it, you don't get free plugs.
Okay.
All right.
So that works.
So tell all the women everything about you, and we'll see if there's any that are interested out there for sure.
All right. Yeah. About me, okay. My name's Ricky. I listen to the Rise Guys.
Right. Good taste.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 5'9", 160 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm a Pisces. I love rock, country, and some hip hop. And I do believe in God. I'm a proud Republican. And let's see. My favorite food is it's breakfast.
Breakfast.
Favorite food is breakfast.
Okay.
It's not a food, Ricky. It's like a time of the day.
That's like saying like your favorite colors are rainbow.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Like it's, but it's actually kind of I don't want to say charming because it sounds like I'm hitting on you, but like that's kind of a weird kind of cool thing.
So
I love eating dinner at night or what, breakfast at night.
I do too.
I love
pancakes
it.
At night.
And you know what? I finally realized
it's
that
a treat.
It's I never have it. During the week when it's actually morning.
Yeah.
To have it at night, it's like the best of both worlds.
I like what I like, guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, like I'm looking for a woman between 25 and 40 years old.
And first off, I'm writing notes down because we're going to get asked this. Dude, that's a wide net. 25 to 40 is that's a kind of a...
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of different women with that age range.
You're going to get a... That's a big tackle box with all kind of different fish you're going to catch. I don't know that lower it down. But anyway, it's your life. What else you want? You live... we won't say where exactly, but around the Nuga area, Chatta. So how far is your radius?
Well, I'll date anyone within an hour of Chattanooga, like maybe from like Dalton, Georgia to maybe Cleveland, Tennessee. And
that's pretty.
But here's the one big thing. Look, I know what you're thinking. I'm a Tennessee guy, Republican, probably rules out skin color. Well, guess what, man? I don't at all. So bring it on, ladies. Anybody.
Look at you. Anybody. Mr. You know what? 2025, we got Mr. Equality Lover right here. So just women or...
Dudes?
It's a good question. It's a burning question.
Yeah,
beards?
Yeah. I don't go that way. Like, original ladies.
Sorry.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You got to be born a lady, you know?
I haven't heard that. I'm an OG lady. I'm original ladies. All right. So original ladies only. If you're interested in Ricky, hit us up. We'll pass on the information.
Just remember, he might not graduate, but he'll definitely call you back.
Right.
So you can get involved with Ricky.
And if he doesn't, we'll give him a tutor next time.
Yeah.
You get it? Because of the school thing.
And what do you like your women to do? They have to be educated or do you care?
Oh, Paige, it was a lie. He admits it. Ricky, tell Paige you're sorry you lied.
I'm not.
You fibbed.
I'm sorry. It was just one little fib, like a little white lie, tiny one.
Right.
I mean, I did go there. I just didn't finish.
He said he wanted a little white guy.
A little white guy with a tiny one.
I'm pretty sure
he
said a little white guy.
That's what I heard, too.
If I had a friend to hook you up with, I want to know what type of woman you need. You know, what do you like?
So, Ricky,
what are your interests other than sports?
A little white guy with a tiny one is what he said. No, he did not say that. All right. Ladies, an hour from Chattanooga.
There you go.
Skin color does not matter. Listen to Ricky. And
nor should it.
And
for a good time call.
Well, we can't give his phone number out because in the past that's bit us in the butt because you can legally give your own phone number out. But we don't know that it's your number, and we've gotten some hot water in the past because of that.
Sorry. Yeah, I got to verify.
All right, Ricky, from Tennessee dropout to the newest Rise Guys Bachelor.
Ooh,
yeah,
Ricky.
Yeah, we have lady listeners. All right, Ricky. We'll throw you back
home
for a second.
I got a lot of time, so
okay.
Hit me up, please, woman.
Listen to that.
Ricky, I can speak to the women in Cleveland, Tennessee. I got a buddy that lives up there, and she has a beautiful ass. So, she'd be working on that thing since high school, too.
Guys. Possibility means you have a chance.
passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
I want you to listen to this, ladies, before we get into celebrity and things. We're sitting here, we won't say what we're watching, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at that woman's belly right there. Like, that, I mean, so, like, fit, toned and everything.
Real tall,
and
too.
Paige is looking at me and her eyes roll back. And it's like, I ain't being, like, dirty. I would just like to give her belly little kisses. look at it, right? Just little kisses.
All right, but you got to stay on the belly.
She'd be pushing my head down. Yeah, I'm like, go, let me stay and kiss on the belly.
Isn't going
to
kiss itself, is what she'd say.
God.
Well, there's a song about that. I played it for you off the air earlier.
She did.
Okay.
She did the nod.
This is one of those odd times where we don't really have music for, because the people that we had music for shows, they kind of guessed it on.
Oh.
But we'll start with a...
Somebody just pointed out this is the first show all week we've not mentioned Bone Thugs and Harmony. So you just made me do it.
You just did it. Yep. Boom, 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 boom.
I hope we're not going to lose one soon or something.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Can't lose a bone.
I don't want to see a meme of one of the Bone members lifting up, and Eazy-E is there on the staircase pulling him up. You know, like the one with Hulk Hogan.
Honk.
Honk Hogan.
We'll start with Carla Gugino.
Oh.
You know her if you saw her.
Oh, she's beautiful. Brunette. Yeah,
ton of stuff. Always Naked.
She was in...
Always Naked.
Not Sopranos, but something like that.
She was in Spy Kids, Sin City, Watchmen, Entourage.
Entourage. I knew it was on HBO.
Still on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Righteous Kill, if you ever saw that movie.
Was she in 007 or one of those?
Don't think so.
Oh, no. That was Terry Hatcher.
Oh, did you watch... she was in...
Octopussy.
No, she was in Hill House. That little trilogy they did.
The Hill Have Highs House?
Oh, yeah. That was that long thing. Yeah. Yeah, that ended up in the Hill funeral home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hill House was good. That's I didn't think good. The second one, Bly Manor or whatever, was that great. But the third one was really good.
Oh, I don't know if I saw that.
I don't want to give it away, but yeah, look her up for the third one because it was interesting what they did.
She's got to be, about like... My heart says that I want to go like 51, and also just kind of a way to push some good luck out to Jeremy Clements on his race.
Going to Portland.
Good luck.
I know.
Oregon.
Oregon's fun.
For what? For smash and grabs and protesting everything?
I know it's gotten violent, but the music scene used to be a good time there. I'm sorry. Just saying.
That was called Nirvana and Soundgarden. Those days are long gone.
I know. I moved here.
They lit the voter boxes on fire. I was kind of surprised.
That outlook on life has got to be... Like, if you really think you're making a changing things, making a difference, all you're doing is, like, making everything go up. When you go and damage things, you're not getting at the people you're trying to get mad at. You're screwing over the local business people or their... Even if it's a franchise, like, somebody's got to pay for it. Insurance going to go up. Damn Whoppers going to go up.
Damn Whoppers. Your Whoppers going to go out.
I'm going to go 51. It's there in my mind. Paige, what'd you say? 50.
She's 54 years old, Carla Gugino. Let's do
Gugino.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Oh,
pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, back in the day.
What was the woman? She was like the babysitter that...
I know it, but I'm going to see you guess. Ernie Hudson was in it.
About rocks the cradle?
Yep.
The hand that rocks the cradle.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Ernie Hudson was the slow, not mechanic, but like kind of, you know.
Dull.
Handyman.
Dude, you know what I did? For a split second, I was in the Blockbuster on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Like, I saw the cover of the movie. That's how I remember
cover.
It. Yeah, man. That's like what's...
She was breastfeeding that woman's kid.
Musicians that are listening out there, Dan and Columbia and others... Do you not think that there's a piece of the art missing of music, meaning album art? I know that you look on your phone and it's going to show you the little silhouette there, but it ain't the same just seeing that album art. Album art. You remember Hank Williams Jr. Had the tape or the CD. You opened it up and there was a picture of his wife in lingerie inside.
I did not know.
That was very awesome.
That Rebecca De Mornay's dad was Wally George. TV host Wally George. It says she was so embarrassed by him, she changed her name.
Wow. That's why my daughter decided to...
Did she change her name, too?
She just dropped it. She's just G.
She just goes by G now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One name.
Yeah. If she had been a boy, she was going to be Harley Race.
What What is she Kaiser Sose at? She just looks around the farm for her last name. Banjo.
I'm Grace Banjo.
Grace Moo.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah, dude, she's got to be like 62.
She had that run with
61.
She's 66 years old.
Damn.
She was in Backdraft, of course, Risky Business. She had that good stretch of
was
movies.
Was that one of Chris's movies, Backdraft? Like one of his like solid, like, yeah.
He liked that.
Like, see, there's no, rest there's in peace, nothing bull. Like that. I didn't hate it. I didn't care for WKRP in Cincinnati, news radio. Private Parts is what it is. It was propaganda. It was just. There's no, like, for my job.
That's a sad movie, though. It's very depressing.
Well,
I own it, but I don't ever watch it. Cause, you
know, which one?
Backdraft.
Oh, it's great. You know what? Part two ain't bad either.
What about Frequency? Did you like that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Is it Christian Slater in that one?
No.
No, it's Dennis Quaid and Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Caviezel.
Little Chief. Oh, what a great movie.
Let's go to Elliot Gould.
Oh. It is Gould.
First 2 years of SNL, he hosted a lot. They leaned on him to get that show off the ground.
Elliot Gould.
Of course, you know, all the Ocean's movies.
And he was also in a lot of sitcoms. It's like one of those player kind of...
It was Ross and Monica's dad on Friends.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Got to be like all of like 70, let's go 71.
72.
He's 87.
Wow, wow, wow. Years old. Wow, how old is Alan Arkin now? Like 106?
He passed away. Adam's still with us, but not Alan.
Oh. What about Paul Arkin? Oh, it's Paul Aiken. Never mind.
Paul Arkin.
I'll kiss off.
Happy heavenly birthday, Isabella Sanford.
Oh, my God. Wheezy.
Wheezy.
From the Jeffersons. You know, I can't tell you how old my nephews are, but I can remember the name of sitcom people. It's crazy.
Wheezy would have been 108 years old.
God. That's absurd.
Joel Schumacher would have been 86 years old. Famous director.
It's Schumacher.
Robin Leach. Robin Leach would have been 84 damn years old today.
I don't know why.
Man, we had some decent odds. I give you this one for Saturday.
Wasn't it crazy that he was broke while making that show? Like, that was so wild. He was broke while making that show.
Very ironic that that would even happen.
Is that fake it before you make it?
Saturday, Ben Jones has a birthday. Ben Cooter Jones.
Freaking Cooter of Dukes of Hazzard fame.
Yep. He's going to be 84 years old.
Cooter.
I didn't go to his garage on the recent visit.
Why? And did you see the car
I went to the restaurant across the street. Cooter's. It was really good.
10th richest person in the world. Don't call him Buffet.
Warren
Buffett. 95 years old on Saturday.
Wow.
He's really like the 1,000th most rich person in the world.
God, man.
Like real life world.
Ted Williams would be 107 years old Saturday.
Theodore Samuel Williams, the former freaking veteran.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. That was the time you got, they're talking about Micah and all these different guys. Like, you know, oh, I need $44 million. Blah, blah.
Michael Parsons.
Didn't sons of bitches like Ted Williams, Willie Mays, others?
Willie Mays Hayes.
They were in Major League Baseball. They were football players, basketball players. They were in the prime, and their country called, and they said, you know what? I'll go do it. I'll go put in a couple years and come back and play baseball. God dang. That would be people would be giving up their citizenship. Oh, no, I'm not playing.
Look at Staubach and Robinson. They both had to serve, right?
Freaking the Admiral.
Yeah.
Admiral.
Got to do your 2 years, I guess, to come back.
You want to let Paige do it? See, I don't think she ever does it.
She don't ever do it.
Do you want to do it, Paige?
You want to do it?
When, you know, talking about Monday's show, do you want to?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't we off Monday? So Labor Day is what's happening on Monday.
Yes.
But if there were a certain code word that you would have to use, what would that code word be?
Worse stuff.
But there's a code word. There's always a code word.
Does your brain retain things when you come in here?
Well, you just say it. I don't know. What's the code word?
Oh, man. Okay, let me give you... Okay. What's the FOF line phone number?
Oh, 864-241-4318.
Yes.
Okay. But then code to the hardcores, because they would get mad when they would think we were going to be live, and on the end of the show, we'd say a certain word, and they would be like, oh, I'm in the click. I know that means they're not going to be here Monday, and that word is...
We premiere. I don't know.
It's something you would do if you had a bad number two.
I don't know. Just say it.
All right. You know that email I send you every day? It's at the bottom of it. Look at your email.
Look at you. What does it say?
What is it? Just say it.
I am upset. I'm appalled.
I'm a field. What? I didn't mean to say it that way.
Paige, if I still stood up and after I went to the bathroom and I felt a little something, I would do it again, and that would be a...
What would he do?
What would paperwork in the bathroom? Yeah. You are doing something.
Rewipe.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.